Welcome to Novo Ed Talks, where we reveal real-world strategies and expert insights from learning and development professionals. In every episode, we chat with practitioners, course designers, learning strategists, and business leads. We hear about their experiences in the learning industry and predictions for the profession and the trends that they're seeing. But before we get started, a little bit about Novo Ed. Founded at Stanford's Social Algorithms Lab in 2012, NovoEd is a people-centric, capability-building platform that combines social and collaborative learning to drive performance readiness at scale. Through cohort-based experiences centered around human interaction, NovoEd taps into collective wisdom, placing each learner at the center of perspective, application, and expertise. Large enterprises such as 3M, GE, Marriott International, and Nestle partner with NovoEd to accelerate their critical initiatives, reconnect teams, and achieve rapid alignment through learning that is felt, experienced, and swiftly transformed into impact. Now, let's meet our guest for today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the NovoEd Talks podcast, a podcast for training trailblazers to get real. Today, I am joined by Kevin Jung of the Walt Disney Company, who works at Walt Disney as a learning and development program manager. In his role, he is responsible for overseeing the accounting and finance rotation program, which is a program that grows and develops early career analysts to be the future finance and accounting leaders at Disney. I'm so glad you put in that definition there because I'm not sure you know what that was. He is passionate about helping other people reach their potential and aspires to create more non-traditional opportunities for growth. So, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today and welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't you start by introducing yourself, your role, and your company?
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. Very happy to be here. Like Melissa said, my name is Kevin Jung. I am the Learning Development Program Manager at the Walt Disney Company. I am responsible for domestic enterprise-wide development programs, but my main focus is the Accounting and Finance Rotation Program, which is essentially a two-year rotational program where we are hiring early career analysts to join the program to do 2 years, rotating every 6 months into different functions of Disney within accounting and finance. And when they graduate into a senior level role. So I just love managing this program because it really aligns with my passions of helping other people grow and reach their full potential. And I do think it's a great way to grow a little bit quicker and it's very non-traditional than your usual path of growth.
Yeah, I love that. And the experience they must get from that is phenomenal. So, you know, obviously this is a very kind of like unique path, but who are your learners? I'm sure they've got a great diversity for background. But who are your learners and what are some of their biggest challenges?
Yeah, so we definitely target those who are earlier in the career. So we are recruiting from campuses all over the country to be located either in California or in Florida. And I would say that, you know, coming out of college, it's really the first time job. You know, they've done 4 years, they've learned a lot of different things textbook wise, but they haven't been introduced to the workforce yet. So I think as you're coming into Disney, you know, the challenges are, where do I start on this journey of learning? How do I know what's important, what's relevant to learn as I'm kind of navigating the company, as I'm navigating my role? And also knowing how to learn. A lot of us, you know, we're used to reading a textbook or listening to a lecture or something. There can be different ways to learn, either in person, virtual, a live course, watching a video, or even participating in some kind of activity. I think also, you know, as you're in that early career and you're trying to navigate and learn everything, it's taking that time to learn. You know, a lot of times you're just so busy focused on your work and your day-to-day stuff that you don't actually put together time separately to learn things that you need to.
Yeah, absolutely. And coming out of like especially just coming out of college where you have this very like traditional way of learning, like knowing that one, you're going to continue doing that, but maybe in a very different way than what you were just doing for the past 4 years or whatever.
Exactly.
So what are some of your biggest, you know, challenges with these L&D programs for these folks and how are you approaching them?
Yeah, I think fortunately the program that I manage is fairly small, around 30 to 40 people every year. And so I think really it's how do I approach it in trying to find learnings that are relevant to them and to cater to different personalities and learning structures. They're not quite sure the best way for them to learn. And so we're trying to figure that out as we're helping them. So I think, some of the challenges is how do we have the dedicated learnings to point them in the right direction, but also giving them the choice to explore other areas, because as they're figuring it out, we're figuring it out, and we want to provide as many options as possible for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of which, with different options, and you mentioned, remote work and in-person work, but with the rise of kind of remote work and virtual collaboration, how has your approach, to learning and development adapted to ensure that these employees are equipped with the necessary skills for, what they're doing? And, obviously with this being a new program, maybe I haven't adapted the program that much per se, but just like with the shift of everything, what have you seen and how are you incorporating that into your programs?
Yeah, it just goes from history for the program. So the program's been around since around 2010, but there has been a lot of shifts in, the program, the program team, the way it's structured. And so I think, over the past couple of years since I joined and managed the program, we're trying to adapt like the rest of the world. The landscape is changing where there needs to be a pivot in size areas such as AI, automation, data and analytics. So these tools we're teaching them to ensure that they're not only equipped, but ready to make an impact in the digital workplace. Like I said, I think unfortunately, because it is only 30 to 40 people at one point in time. So it is really creating that roadmap for them and also having frequent check-ins to make sure that they're consuming the content while using them as a great source of feedback, because that's important, to make sure that what we're providing, what we're offering, what they're learning is actually going to be utilized and consumed well.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you kind of identify some of those, identify and address like some of those skills gaps that you see? If you're checking in with these folks and you're like, oh, they aren't consuming this content, how do you kind of shift or adapt or address those things?
Yeah, so a huge part of my program is that I am working with 50 plus managers, senior managers, and directors to address gaps within the individual learners. They have a rotation where they are on rotation for 6 months, and we'll be checking in with their managers at the midpoint, at the end, to make sure that the analyst is on track in terms of the way they're performing. We're also helping them by looking at, are there areas within that rotation that can be improved upon? So part of the learnings that we're offering is a data and analytics academy, where we are putting them through 6 months of learning different tools, whether that be Alteryx, Power BI, Tableau, kind of moving beyond Excel. Can we use those learnings and utilize that within their actual rotation and then the work they do? And so trying to identify areas within that work that can be automated, that can be changed. Are they being utilized and are the managers seeing value from that? And then like all big companies, we rely on surveys, word of mouth to help drive decisions on a broader scale.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any, kind of jumping to my next question, do you have any like core KPIs that you measure for all of that?
Yeah, I would say because we have the 50 plus managers, senior managers, and directors, the stakeholder perception is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Luckily, we have managers and senior managers and directors who have been with the program for 13 years at this point. And so they've seen analysts come through and through every 6 months. They kind of identify what makes them a top talent and what skills and abilities do they possess that help them to stand out. And so the stakeholder perception and meeting with them to get an understanding of performance is a big component of it. I'd also say employee engagement is a key metric we use. Do the analysts feel like they're interacting, they're learning, they are enjoying what we're providing for them? And are they showing up and participating? And then lastly, I think turnover is something that we track closely. Luckily, there's only 30 to 40 people, so that's fairly easy to track, turnover. But luckily, the program has had a fairly low turnover, given that it's on a smaller scale.
Yeah, that's great. And you've mentioned a lot of, you're mentioning a lot of different kind of like technology earlier. What role does technology kind of play in the actual like L&D programs, in addition to just like teaching these folks about technology? But can you speak to any of like the tools you leverage or the platforms you use?
Yeah, some of the so I actually something that we just rolled out recently, which we're very excited about, is we are partnering with a third party platform, CodeuDemy. And the benefit of that is it's a learning platform where they can have dedicated learnings, but also be able to kind of choose your own adventure. So we are using that as a roadmap for each of our rotations. And we realized over the past couple of years that what rotation you're in might dictate what you need to learn. And so first rotation can be very different than fourth rotation. So putting together those roadmaps for each rotation while also allowing them to choose has been a great advantage for us. I'd also say that some platform that we are actually trying to roll out more so across a broad organization is Power BI. And so we're having our analysts actually be in Power BI, look at the work they're doing, build different dashboards in order for teams to find value in the reporting aspect. So I think Power BI and Udemy are, two beneficial platforms that we've been using more recently.
That's awesome. And I'm sure, especially with like, and maybe not, but like with a younger group of folks, that they're very easily adapting to those types of platforms and
They
using.
are, and they're hungry. They're hungry to learn, which is great. And I think that's something that we need buy-in from leadership. We need leadership to be at a point where they're open to hearing feedback. They're open to change. Disney is 100 years old plus at this point. And so luckily that in this program, we have those who are very much willing to hear our analysts out and to consider change for their teams, even though they've been there for a long time.
Yeah, that's great. Kind of thinking forward with us, like a little bit more generally about the L&D industry. As L&D programs have rapidly evolved over the past 5 years, what are some key takeaways that you've seen?
Yeah, I think during the height of COVID, over the past few years, everyone's just trying to hang on, right? Everyone's just trying to get through the pandemic. Now that we've kind of gotten out of that and new generations are entering the workforce, there's a shift in wanting to learn things that are truly going to bring them value. Stuff like automation, stuff like AI, they want to learn that kind of stuff. They want to know what things will set me up for the future. I think there is a fear of, will AI take over my job someday? Can I adapt in order to be ready for that? And what things will help me stand out and also move up faster?
Yeah, absolutely. As the workplace continues to evolve, how do you see the future of L&D, either at Disney or just like in general? Are there trends in emerging technologies that you believe will shape the way organizations invest in their employees' growth?
Yeah, I would say, definitely it's a heavy lift for companies to build a really robust L&D department. So I think definitely leaning into third-party platforms will be helpful for them to kind of partner with what they're already offering. I think companies will have to also adapt by creating programs that are non-traditional. We find that those who are, entering the workforce, they want to move up and they want to move fast. They want to grow. They want to grow fast. And so are there more non-traditional ways in which Disney, other companies can create those opportunities for them, something like a rotation program, which I think is why it's very attractive for someone to be able to do 2 years essentially from college and then move up to a senior level role. So I think companies will have to be creative in that. I know there are already a bunch of different development programs out there, but I just see that that will continue to grow more and more.
Yeah, which I think is great because, like you mentioned, some of these folks who are coming into these programs are so eager to learn. It's like, why not take advantage of that, right? And like, let's get them learning and getting them leading, even if that's what it
Exactly,
takes, you
exactly.
know. As a fun send-off, we always ask everyone, what advice would you give to those just stepping into a leadership role? It can be very specific, very general, fun, whatever you'd like to share.
I think when I think about leadership, I think about people first. I think it's important that you are putting the person before everything else, because if you can invest in someone and have that person bring their best foot forward, then you're going to get the best out of them. So I think being people forward is really important. I also think being adaptable, being communicator, and lastly, knowing that you are there to get the best out of people. And so you might not be the smartest one in the room, but if you surround yourself with smart people, then everyone wins. And so just be willing to learn, be willing to be open to people's ideas, and be collaborative working together to reach your goals.
I love that. Kevin, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, for listening in to another episode of the NovoEd Talks podcast. My name is Melissa, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Melissa.